As we do every Monday at this time, we're going to introduce in studio Paula Palmer, who is joining us. And Paula, we'll mention before we actually introduce her, is involved with Ann Wotton Middle School and Southwest High School's International Baccalaureate Middle Years Program, also known as IBMYP here in Minneapolis. And welcome into the studio.
Thank you.
Hi, Paula. Good to have you as our teacher feature. Let's start for you at the beginning. First of all, how long have you been with Minneapolis Public Schools?
I've been with Minneapolis for roughly 26 years.
Okay.
And I am also a graduate of Minneapolis High Schools.
Oh, which one?
Washburn.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask when.
We won't ask you to class. I never do that.
Okay, yes.
Well, obviously, you haven't been doing this particular program this whole time. So, did you start out in more general studies, or
actually, yes, I started out as a classroom teacher, and okay. I was in the classroom for over 20 years, and have taught everything from pre-K, 3-year-olds to 8th grade, so all the way up to middle school.
Okay.
And then, as I was looking for something a little bit different, I sort of fell into a position working for the district as a literacy coordinator. And from there, I began working with two of our elementary schools to become PYP, Primary Years Program, IB Program schools.
Okay.
Then we began adding Ann Wotton and Northeast for the Middle Years Program. And now we have expanded to include all of our, just a couple of weeks ago, we got the very good news that all of our high schools, all of our 6 of our 7 high schools that were pursuing authorization are authorized. We had historically Henry and Southwest, and now we have Edison, North, Roosevelt, and Washburn as well.
Okay, now when you say authorization, is that just accreditation? Is it the same sort of thing where it's a nationally united and recognized type program? Or
yes, it's an internationally recognized program that's been around since the 60s.
Okay.
And it was originally developed for diplomat families that were moving from country to country, and a group of people, a very grassroots group, decided that they wanted to make sure that their children were getting quality education and consistent education no matter where they moved. So they began this program.
Okay.
So this program has been around. It's based out of Geneva, Switzerland. It's been around since the 60s. Henry and Southwest have been authorized since the 80s. So just in the last 5 years, we've greatly expanded this program within Minneapolis Public Schools.
Okay. Now, the name tells me, it makes me think college. How, if at all, is this different from what we used to call, say, college prep? Is it is there any kind of a connection there? Or?
There is. The diploma program, which is for 11th and 12th graders, has been around. That was the original program. The middle years program and the primary years program have just come on in the last decade.
Okay.
So they're very different in some ways than the diploma program, which was originally meant to be college preparatory kinds of courses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, you know, at the high school level in the 11th and 12th grade, it's very much about college readiness. And the middle years program and the primary years program are foundational to that.
Okay.
But they're meant to be inclusive of all students, so whole school programs versus in 11th and 12th grade students elect to go for that IB diploma. Mm-hmm. So that's a subset of the student population.
Are there any kind of academic screening qualities here? You just, as you said, it's
not
all inclusive.
In Minneapolis.
You take pretty much anyone, regardless of how they test or what their skills are.
Years ago, there was entrance criteria for small learning communities in the high schools, and IB was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not have entrance criteria anymore. That's
okay.
Been gone now for 2 years. So any student who chooses to pursue the IB diploma can do so. There's no prerequisites to that other than making sure that they've taken really good, solid series of courses to prepare themselves for those more advanced IB diploma subjects.
How are they drawn to the program? Just word of mouth, or do you have a way that you promote it, or you just get kids asking about it? Or?
Well, we try a variety of ways, and of course, you know high schoolers. It's mostly word of mouth for them. They see their peers having really good experiences and hearing about how confident these IB students are going into college and how well prepared they are. Often students will come back and say, oh my gosh, my senior year was much more difficult than my freshman year in college, just because of the quality of education. So that's one way. Parents are drawn to it for their students because there's oftentimes college credit awarded to students who have earned the diploma and have passed their exams with a satisfactory score.
Sure.
So we do have students going into college as sophomores. They have a whole year of college credits awarded to them if they earn the diploma and mini.
Literally attending the college on campus or
They go in, they start college, but their whole freshman year is deferred because they have enough credits awarded to them.
Okay,
they actually enter as at the sophomore level.
Again, that was I went to Catholic school as a kid, and we called it college prep. So it sounds pretty similar, but it also sounds like obviously you're developing.
What's special about the IB program is that it's a package deal. It isn't just courses here and there. It's meant to be very holistic and connected. Okay. We encourage the students to take the whole program because it's about making those connections across discipline areas.
Sure.
And also, it has very much of an international mindedness focus to it. We're really preparing students to be global citizens and to really understand the world they're living in and to feel ready and empowered to make a difference in their world.
So you're focusing on foreign languages and foreign cultures and things like that.
Absolutely.
More than you used to be. Okay.
Right. World language, and we begin in the PYP, the primary years program, we begin world language instruction in the primary years.
Okay.
So actually we have Chinese happening at Elizabeth Hall right here around the corner. Spanish happening at Whittier across river there.
Okay. So since the program has been around for a long time, what are they seeing in terms of the track records of kids who come up from IB programs and going into college? Do they tend to fare better than kids who come up through more traditional avenues?
Some of the things we've already seen in the students that are matriculating from elementary to middle school is they have this sense of themselves and others and a compassion and an understanding and an ability to really question their world and ask good, meaningful questions. Therefore, then what they learn is very much more connected and sticks with them.
Okay.
It really helps them apply those kinds of thinking skills then to new problems. The other thing that we see, too, is something that's at the heart of the IB program is something called the learner profile. And we very intentionally teach children how to be risk takers, how to be caring, how to be principled, how to be open-minded. And those are the kinds of things that we've already in this short amount of time of implementation started seeing in the students. For example, I went at one time and visited a classroom that was celebrating their end of unit study. And this was in third grade. And the student was had done historical look at Rosa Parks and looked at it through the learner profile. And what are some of the characteristics that Rosa Parks exhibited that match with what she's learning in school? Okay. And so I asked her, so why did you pick Rosa Parks? And she said, because she was a risk taker and I want to be just like that.
All right. Wow.
So imagine the impact that would take as you're going into college, you know, how terrifying that can be or just so very intimidating for a young 17-18 year old.
Sure.
And you know, they can draw on those kind of qualities probably more so in at some times than the content that they learned,
and then dig deeper into the subject, which is what you're really shooting for, right?
Because we know those are the kinds of skills that make us successful in our jobs.
Okay.
It isn't what we know so much as how we learn, how we're able to find out what we need to know, how we conduct ourselves in groups, those kinds of things.
Okay. My guest, Paula Palmer, she is our teacher feature for this afternoon. Fascinating subject here, talking about the International Baccalaureate Middle Years Program right here in Minneapolis, Ann Wotton Middle School and Southwest High School. We'll wrap up our visit, ask her a few more questions as well. This is very intriguing. you're just joining us, every Monday we profile a different Minneapolis Public Schools teacher. This week our guest, as I mentioned before the break, is Paula Palmer, doing some great work with the International Baccalaureate Middle Years Program. And we focused a bit talking about Ann Watton and Southwest, but as you mentioned, while we were in traffic, lest I forget to mention, there's a few other schools doing this, right? How many total at last count?
Well, we have 6 of our 7 high schools authorized currently to do the IB program. Mm-hmm. And as part of the changing schools option, or some people call it the CSO plan, the district has committed to providing equity and access so that all students can be successful in this across the whole city. So in every one of our CSO attendance areas, we have either a currently authorized primary years and middle years and several high schools. Some are just beginning, like in one area, we have Bancroft Elementary that is just beginning the process. Sanford Middle School is just beginning the process. Anthony Middle School is beginning the process. So actually, any student in the city would have this option to have a K-12, true K-12 IB experience if they wanted to.
So the goal is to get all schools right down the line? Is that the goal idea? Or at least access from whatever
your community school is? Okay. Correct. The goal is to have access for any student. Now, we wouldn't have all schools. That wouldn't make sense, because then we have other choices, too, that are exciting.
Sure.
But we want to make sure that attendance areas and, you know, just really being able to enable families to access those programs.
And when you start talking about specialty areas of education, oftentimes, particularly in times like these, people get concerned with the big dollar question. How is this funded? Is this?
I'm so glad you asked me that question, because that does come up, and that is a very real and important question. And, you know, I kind of reflect back, as I would call myself a more seasoned teacher. I'm about 29 years into this career, and have seen a lot of things that we have, as educators, spent money on. And why I believe this is such a wise investment is because it's the whole program. It's about balance. It's about holistic learning. It's about K-12 continuum of the same types of values and the same types of teaching methods and the same types of principles and philosophy.
Okay.
So when you think about investment, there's a real big return on our investment with this, because it's very cohesive. We have a teacher team that are working across all of the secondary high schools, 6th grade through 12th grade. That has never happened before. This team is 2 years into their lifespan and are doing amazing things. Because we share this common philosophy, we believe we want IB schools to be strong in all of our schools across the district. And so you see some very powerful instructional improvement happening through that, and teacher leadership, really having teachers who are in the field with the students, helping make systems, types of advising and recommendations for how to make it better for students and close that achievement gap. So that is what's also very special about this, and why I really believe we're getting a return on investment. And from a parent's point of view, as a mother of 4 daughters and launching them off to college,
I'm sure they've heard about this before a few times, right?
Yes. Yeah? They just call me the IB lady. Okay. My mom, we don't know what she does. She's just the IB lady. They're all young adults now. But had I had this opportunity for them, I think they all would have really flourished. Plus, you know, financially, nice compensation going into college, getting college credit for these kinds of courses, and for them just to be so much better prepared for that college experience and to be real good participants and get a lot out of their college experience. There has been a study done that says that students that successfully go through the IB program actually stay in college, and they are much more engaged students, and the professors love them because they're really into it. They're active learners versus passively sitting in the back of the auditorium.
Well,
so that's a return on investment.
Of course. And clearly you're impassioned about this, which is wonderful. But for my money, I just, you know, we have Montessori programs. We have all kinds of things going on. I just think that we're doing kids a disservice if we don't invest in every possibility that we can within reason. So Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
This is a wonderful program. We've heard little bits and pieces about it in the past, but you've really filled us in on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Anything else that I might be overlooking before we bid you adieu here?
Well, I think anytime you would like to have us back, there are people that are just as passionate and maybe even more articulate than myself who are in the schools that would love to share. We're all like this. We're all like IB excited. But I also want to say, too, that we have... You know, IB, especially at the high school level, may not be for every student. One of the things that the district has very much committed to and put a lot of planning and professional development into is other types of advanced courses for students. We're really ramping it up for students and creating the supports for them to be successful, which is very exciting to be a part of. It's a really, really great time in secondary education in Minneapolis right now.
Okay. And I assume it's pretty easy to find information from the district's website about the IB programs?
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis Public Schools?
And they can always email me at paula.palmer@the Minneapolis website. Connected to my CrackBerry at all times, so happy to answer anyone's questions.
Well, congratulations again, Paula, and best of success in this program and all your endeavors in the Minneapolis Public Schools.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and I want to remind you folks as well, this has been Teacher Feature on Jazz 88. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.